And right now we are catching up with the Deputy Premier, Jeremy Rockliffe. Good morning, sir. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to the 7XS Brekkie Show.
Look, it's a pleasure to be speaking to you, Cam. So good morning to you and all your listeners.
Now, the purpose of this catch-up is really to speak about the importance of people getting their COVID vaccines ASAP because, well, time is running out, isn't it?
Look, it is. And my message is, Cam, and to all your listeners across the wonderful West Coast, is December the 15th is fast approaching. This month will go very, very quickly as we approach Christmas. And can I say it's a busy time of the year.
Yep.
But in that busyness, please make some time if you do not yet have a vaccination, dose one, please book in for a vaccination because when our borders reopen, there's no turning back.
No.
It's great as a job as we've done in keeping COVID out of Tassie, bar a few incursions over the course of the last 12 months.
Yes.
You know, we're not turning back, and it's highly likely that COVID will reach our shores. And so my message as Minister for Health, Cam, is that being vaccinated is the best line of defence against COVID-19 and the best way we can protect ourselves, our loved ones, our family, our friends, and our entire community.
Yep, I agree with that. But let's be realistic here, Jeremy. I mean, it's not going to stop us completely from getting COVID. I guess it just it's preventing us from not getting quite as sick. That's something that I think the public need to know and be confident of.
Yeah, look, that's a really, really good question. And I would like to reinforce that point in actual fact, Cam, and thank you for raising it, because when we look at the experience in other states, such as New South Wales, for example, and the recent outbreak there, with almost 9,000 people with serious illness and hospitalisations, 95% of the people that required hospitalisation were not fully vaccinated.
Hmm.
And conversely, the experience in the ACT, where we have an outbreak there as well in recent times, is that they have a very high vaccination rate of some 95% fully vaccinated in actual fact. And their experience was vastly different in that they virtually had no hospitalizations as a result of the recent outbreak, and my information is as of November the 15th. They had one hospitalisation out of 175 active cases. So, and 95% of their population were fully vaccinated. So I think that is very clear evidence that, yes, you may well, you know, have COVID and contact COVID. But vaccination will prevent that serious illness in an absolute huge majority of cases, and indeed prevent hospitalisation as well. So not only does that support and protect our own health, but also it takes off the pressure off our hospital system, which we know is increasing in demand. And of course, we'll be supporting everyone that comes through the door with a serious illnesses. The wonderful work that we always, our team across the health system always do day in, day out under challenging circumstances. But allowing our hospitals to function as they normally do as a result of being, you know, that 90% plus of Tasmanians being fully vaccinated is a way of keeping that pressure off our hospital system as well.
Yep. No, it's a good point. And down here on the West Coast too, we are short on numbers. So I think it's even more crucial that we get that message down here as well.
Look, thank you for that. And if we look across the state where we've got around 92% of Tasmanians that have had their first dose and just under 84% have had their second dose, when it comes to the West Coast, Cam, dose one, 80.6% is my information. So, you know, we're less than 12%, well, 12% below the national state average. And indeed, 70%, just over 70% have received dose two on the West Coast compared to that 84% across the state. So, yes, West Coasters, we need to, you know, work as hard as we can in ensuring we get to our various clinics. As always, our vaccinations are available from participating GPs, pharmacies, and the West Coast Community Service by the Oakham Medical Centre in Queenstown, Strawn, Rosebery and Zeehan, and the like. So I can only encourage everyone to roll up their sleeves and get the jab. And particularly, dose one is not enough. I want to reinforce that point. If you think you've had one dose, it's not enough. You need to be fully vaccinated with two. And there are around 20,000 Tasmanians that are still yet to receive this second dose. So I want to get that message out loud and clear as well. And particularly, not to keep harping on about it, but it is important, our 12 to 15-year-olds as well, you call those statewide figures I mentioned for 16 and above, but when we're talking about 12 to 15-year-olds, we've only got 68% of 12 to 15-year-olds and 77% of 16 to 19-year-olds have had only having their one dose of the vaccine. So, you know, we need to work very hard in that area to get above the 90%. So can I only ask all our parents and carers and our teens out there, this is now urgent, and we'd like to ensure that we get on top of this before our borders open on December 15th.
For those who are still concerned and worried about the side effects that might happen, what would be your message to them?
Well, my message very clearly is we have very, very few side effects as a result of the vaccination. And look, all vaccinations, irrespective of what the vaccination is trying to prevent us, you know, chickenpox or whatever it might be, there is that risk of a side effect. But if anyone is experiencing a side effect at all, headache, fever, for a prolonged period of time, after that 28 to 48 hours after the vaccination, then please consult your GP and health professional and for advice there, because in very, very few circumstances there's been prolonged side effects, and medical attention is the best way of ensuring there's no, you know, serious ill harm as a result of that. But vaccination, as we've been saying, is safe, it's effective, and it's free. Yep. And I can only reinforce that message, Cam.
Yep. Well, thank you for that. Just going off tack a little bit, there's just a couple of questions that I, further questions I have for you, Jeremy, and we'll be as quick as we can on this because I know you're a busy man.
Sure.
Obviously, the Mount Owen bike trails on the West Coast have already been very popular since they opened up. In fact, the actual buses that the shuttle busters actually leave out here at 8:30 in the morning, just outside the studio. But there's some people have some general safety concerns from the community, and although I'm not aware of any accidents as yet, I'm wondering whether you know if the clinics down here and that sort of thing are fully staffed for these kind of emergencies. I'm aware that there are we're down on locum, so I'm just, I guess, on behalf of the community, I'm just wanting some insurance that all will be covered if such accidents occur.
Yeah, look, that's a really good question, and who'd have thought 20 years ago that mountain biking would be such a success, and very pleased, having visited the mountain bike track in the West Coast more recently, but that's been very well supported as an example. Look, you know, recruiting health professionals, Cam, is a challenge, not only in Tasmania and in more regional areas, but of course across the country as well. And, you know, I'm advised that our Tasmanian Health Service are not aware of any current or upcoming issues with the availability on the West Coast. Now, we have committed to provide some more reassurance, almost $3.5 million to boost staff across all our district hospitals, including the West Coast District Hospital, as well as providing some $5 million to fund new equipment purchases, which includes, my understanding, some $400,000 from for the West Coast, for example. And indeed, That's in addition to just over $18 million investment into our safe staffing model for Tasmanian district hospitals as well. I know why the question's being asked, absolutely, and discussed some of these matters more recently, if my memory serves me correct, when I was on the West Coast with the mayor and general manager.
Yep.
So I want to reassure West Coasters of those points.
All right, great. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Just the other question I have is in relation to the proposed changes to TAFE. Will the changes influence the way courses are delivered to the Study Hub West Coast?
Look, I'm not anticipating any changes, and I was Education and Training Minister for 7 years, Cam, and proudly that, in fact, and particularly, of course, TAS-TAFE, and what a wonderful institution it is. Now, changes to TAS-TAFE, incidentally, really, we just want to make a great TAFE even greater by ensuring that, you know, we can align better with industry and be more responsive and nimble to the industry's needs and more particularly students' needs as well, given the importance of education and training increasingly to our state. But I visit the Study Hub. It's a great, great
thing. It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Very impressed with the team that I've met there. What our TAS-TAFE and investment in TAS-TAFE is all about is ensuring that we are delivering on those training of students' needs when and where they need it so they have that best possible opportunity of being trained and, of course, securing a good, you know, job after that. But the TAS-TAFE transition plan, look, is not expected to impact on the VET offerings at the West Coast Study Hub at all, I'm advised. Importantly, we've investing almost $100 million for TAS-TAFE, including funding to improve access to training in rural and regional areas. So we expect that our plans will provide more opportunities for Tasmanians on the West Coast as part of that to get the training that they need. So direct answer to your question is that no impact at all.
Great.
When it comes to the West Coast Study Hub. It is fantastic, and it is actually entirely funded by the Commonwealth Government with a little input from TAFE, as I understand it, but with a focus mainly on that tertiary education with the University of Tasmania as well.
Excellent. Look, it's been great to catch up with you today, Deputy Premier Jeremy Rockcliffe. Thank you for providing us with the information. And I will catch you up with you next time we catch up with you, I guess.
Look, I appreciate that, Cam. And when I'm on the West Coast, I should give you a buzz and rock up there in the studio. But my final message is December the 15th, we're not turning back. Please protect yourselves, your loved ones, your family. Roll up the sleeve, get the jab, and to be fully vaccinated, you need two doses of the vaccination. And I wish everyone all the very best throughout that time and, of course, a very safe and happy Christmas and New Year.
Thank you, Jeremy. Jeremy Rockcliffe joining us this morning, the Deputy Premier here on 7XS.